just a little context. You got here because you've had problems with chronic pain.
Yes.
And that led to you taking prescription pain medication.
Yes.
Then taking more medicine than was prescribed at some point.
That's right.
And kind of loss of control.
Yes, that was Percocet, yeah.
And you found me because of your pain. Mm-hmm. So that's been how long now?
I believe we began in 2008.
And would you say that for chronic pain, the goal was to, it was said to you a long time ago, it's not about your pain, it's about your independence. Does that still ring true for you?
Oh, yes, yes.
And when we talk about independence, we talk about your ability to perform and self-direct your life. Mm-hmm. And so within that context, there was a strength piece that we did at some point in time. Mm-hmm. Then there's an emotional intelligence, habit reversal piece of this that's based upon self-awareness, self-management, social awareness, relationship management. And then there's a whole educational process about exploring where your emotional intelligence is.
Yes.
And giving you cognitive behavioral resonant frequency breathing exercises, mm-hmm. that I've been able to learn and integrate on a daily basis. So there are ingredients for success in this model, and would you say that's true?
Yes, indeed. Tools for success. Tools for, in fact, I think the one that stands out in my mind and maybe comes in on a daily basis with me is the emotional intelligence component, understanding why you're feeling the way you feel now, and if it's disagreeable or inconvenient, how to change it, or unhealthy, how to change the way you feel. And as you know, you've put me onto other modalities, various books with chapters on addressing life on a daily basis, understanding the roots of your anxiety, understanding a lot of the habits that we learn in life that may not necessarily be good ones. And that's been enormously helpful.
So within this, you've invested in exercises and strategies and skills to quiet your brain, to take in the good, to be grateful, to be curious, to be for yourself, to have compassion for yourself.
Yes, that's among been very other important. Many doctors, and in fact, I have a counselor, and I've had counselors, and they always tell me that I tend to be hard on myself. And quite honestly, you've provided the better tools than any counselor for me reversing that tendency. The different materials you give me, your personal advice, the exercise I'm doing even now as we record, deep breathing, the meditation, that saw me in good stead in some difficult stretches in the last several years.
And all of this going on while life continues to grow, but you felt more in control, less out of control, taking medicines as prescribed, mm-hmm. not self-medicating.
Right.
And
absolutely.
Going through some difficult territory due to family dramas.
Oh, yes. Yeah. A lot of that.
And you feel better nourished, fed, as a result of the process, you know. So, as I like to say to patients, it's not about the medication. You know, it's not about your pain. It's much more about your independence and learning how to get stronger and learning how to use your mind to change your brain, to change your mind.
I certainly agree with that. Our time together has been substantial. And I know that at the beginning, Doctor, obviously I'm a man and I was a man, when a full-grown man, when I began treating with you. But I feel, especially with the introspection that we've introduced to therapy here, the emotional intelligence components, etc., I feel that I have a lot more of an ability to understand why I'm feeling the way I do at any given moment and how to address it. I feel more competent, generally. And of course, that enters into maintaining the prescriptions, handling prescriptions properly, but also, as you're suggesting, that empowerment that enables you to in other ways bring about better results for the way you feel physically and emotionally.
So how has that change in mindset helped you change throughout your life, whether it be emotionally, physically, mentally? What kind of changes have happened due to your change of thinking?
When I'm met with challenges and difficulties, problems, I think I attack them now more with with confidence and with an awareness of my limitations as well as my strengths better than I did before. I think I understand myself better. I understand myself not to be perfect. A fair amount of the material that I've received from the doctor and counseling I've received from Dr. Ebert has been about not hitting yourself over the head about the things you can't control in your life. So that brings a level of serenity. Along with that, I might add that I have a family member who I'm very much tasked with, more or less exclusively, with caregiving. I've become a lot better with that. And I want to say, not so much in that I get this person in the direction that I think he should be or feeling better or whatnot, although that does happen, but rather that I accept more readily now, more intelligently, more with more maturity, what he's not capable of doing. And so it makes for a better relationship for both of us, because as I would often say, he's my brother, he would start an awful lot of the difficulties that we would have between us, and we'd spend a lot of time together. Well, I always insisted on finishing them, and that is just as bad a part of the equation as him starting the problems. Now I let an awful lot go, and I can live with that, because I realize that it isn't earth-shattering, it isn't so disastrous as I used to take it. So altogether, my household is happier, as well as myself.
You learn how to be for yourself.
That's right, yeah. I learned how to take care of myself first. You know, there's the old analogy, if you're on an airplane and you have an infant and the oxygen gives out and the masks drop down, take care of yourself first and then put the mask on the infant. And that's basically my attitude, especially when I have a charge like that, helping someone who can't quite do so much for himself.
How's it been on the buprenorphine for you for chronic pain?
Very well. I find that the complaints I bring to you, and I think you can probably corroborate this, is that they never go to an extreme or to a distressing point, although I do have significant injury to my back and have had a laminectomy. So it's quite a useful stabilizer, and allows predictability in terms of monitoring my pain and understanding my pain.
In your opinion, is there a relationship between the ways that physical pain is amplified by social pain and psychologic pain?
I think that has to be true. I'm trying to give you an example of that in my life, but I'm coming up short. But I'm quite sure that
a little bit more to the point that before you got here, because a lot of this has been about understanding your feelings through better self-awareness and better management of your feelings through self-management that give you personal competency when you talk about emotional intelligence.
Yes. Well, Francis Bacon, I remember, said that knowledge is power. And that was a phrase I learned a long time ago. But I find with you that is really a very important matter here. When you have the knowledge, when you understand yourself, when you understand how you generally work, as well as how people generally work, including yourself, in reacting to pain, reacting to, I think, what we call stressors in life, and seeing the interrelationships between them, when you have the knowledge, you remove a lot of anxiety and fear. Maybe not all of it, but a lot of it. And that leads you into a positive frame of mind that can help you address these things. And what I have learned is that even though I live very much I lead a pretty secluded life, even though I'm very much involved with that family member. But I found that I have the skills and ability to understand other people, their place in my life, what they need, what's important to them. At one time, I felt like I was very much wallowing in not so much self-pity as much as being distracted by my own troubles.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that I've moved a great distance from that. I feel that I'm much more competent with other people. I can't say all the time, but a great deal of the time, I try when I meet new people and when I meet old people, even in routine situations, I make a conscious effort to understand what the person's, for want of a better phrase, headspace is right now, and work with it to make it a positive encounter. Yeah, it's become very clear to me that. You can't simply treat pain. You have to treat a person's reaction
right.
to the pain, too.
Right.
And that's what Dr. Avar, I don't mean to quote him, but my impression has been that that's been the whole... He doesn't use the word holistic. He uses the word comprehensive.
Yeah.
Comprehensive approach to healing.
And do you think that this collaborative effort with patient and physician has been helpful for you to be able to find your independence and find new ways of thinking?
Most definitely. I hope that there are other... I've only seen Dr. Avart for this kind of problem. I hope that other doctors do as well as he does with as many resources as he employs and with his caring and compassion that he's employed. It's been... naturally, we're dealing with pain, so I can't say it's been a party, but it's been a wonderful relationship.
So I tell people the better you are able to accurately identify your feelings... And put it, and being able to label your feelings, emotions, the better, more successful you'll be in easing negative thoughts and learning how to focus on positive thoughts. As it goes, thoughts, action, behavior result in that hierarchy, and it all starts with the thought. So at the end of the day, it's still all about your independence, your ability to perform and self-direct your life. And that's what you've been investing in. So
yes.
Within that context, strength goes to performance. The stronger you are, the better you do, as long as you don't hurt yourself along the way.
Right.
And the other piece of it has to do with your emotional intelligence and habit reversal training that serves self-direction, self-regulation, and self-control.
It's a valuable investment. It's something everybody should be involved in, not just people who suffer from pain, understanding their feelings, the way...
It can make you more creative, innovative, and relevant in terms of being in the moment within yourself and with others. And it makes... I've had patients say to me, why should I work harder than you if you don't really care about me? Yeah, and I can see that with doctor-patient relationship. And, you know, there's a lot to this, but it's about your journey... And it's about your functionality, your independence, and what you can do and what you do, because that goes to your quality of life.
The rewards go to the patient.
The rewards go to the patient. You have to grab the wheel and steer.
Yes.
So that's kind of, you know, way it is. I can partner with you, but you got to grab the wheel and steer. So investing in what we want to communicate for our documentary project is how physiologic change makes easy behavior change. As long as you're not crazy, and you're not powerless, and this is a recovery approach that makes sense. Not that you're a bad person, that you made a choice, and then you get stuck there, then it's how opiates get a hold of your brain.
Right. Yeah, I understand. And it has been a process of gaining an understanding over these several years. And I thank you for it, Doctor.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's a privilege to take care of you. And see that you're doing well. We want to see people doing well. That makes our life a whole lot better to see people doing well.
I can understand that.
And it's not my journey, it's patient's journey, your journey. And if it works, great. And no one size fits all. Nobody can feel your pain.
But you provide the compass and the sextant.
As long as you got a map.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, and evolving the map is a big part of the therapy.
Well, like Ben Franklin said, if I tell you, forget. If I show you, remember. But if I involve you, understand. And that's what we're looking for, some understanding and some associated learning, associative learning.
Yeah. And by distinction, allowing your life to be consumed by a narcotic takes away those kind of associative strengths, right? They undermine that.
Well, it's people use because they're overwhelmed or if they're mm-hmm. bored, and it covers a whole spectrum, covers that whole spectrum. Right. But I think there are good ways. You have to learn recovery, and recovery really comes out of an educational model much more so than a traditional medical model. Mm-hmm. And chronic pain is its own enigma because you have a lot of people throwing medications at you, injections, therapy, whatever. And the question, what works? You know, what's success? How do you define success? And I think to me, you know, investing in your independence is where you want to get to, because associated with that is your quality of life.
Sure, certainly.